To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment guaranteeing women the right to vote, WYPR is broadcasting a series called Beyond the Ballot. This program features Maryland women who have changed our world for the better during the last century. I'm Sherry Parks. Bea Gaddy has been called a saint and the Mother Teresa of Baltimore. When she was a child, her abusive stepfather threw her and her brother out of the house, leaving them to fend for themselves and to scavenge for food in garbage cans. At one particularly low point during a cold Baltimore winter, she reflected, "I had a lot of time that winter to sit down and think about what being poor and hungry does to a person inside. I never wanted anyone to think I was in such bad shape because you think being poor and hungry is all your fault. Then I just started asking people to help me, and that helped me help myself." After earning her high school diploma through a correspondence course and later a college degree, Gaddy, though still struggling financially herself, decided to help others, as others had helped her. She asked store owners for leftover food to distribute. When she won $290 with a lottery ticket, she used the cash to feed 39 of her neighbors. A short time later, she opened the Patterson Park Emergency Food Center, feeding people daily, tens of thousands of them throughout the years. Gaddy is best remembered today for hosting free Thanksgiving dinners for the poor of Baltimore City. On Thanksgiving 1993, according to the Washington Post, she and 2,000 volunteers fed some 20,000 people. She opened furniture and clothing banks, rehabbed abandoned homes, and operated a summer program for young people and urged them to get an education and to vote. As much as she gave, she also understood the need for policy. She ran for the Baltimore City Council and won. At the time, the Baltimore Sun wrote of her, "Ms. Gaddy has displayed far more compassion for her constituents than virtually any incumbent council member." A journalist at Baltimore Magazine observed that Gaddy was routinely greeted like a conquering hero. Bea Gaddy died in 2001, just 68 years old, from cancer in her first term of office. 1,000 people attended her funeral. For her life's work, she won just about every award imaginable, including the induction into the Maryland Women's Hall of Fame. Perhaps the best testament to her legacy is that the Bea Gaddy Center is operational to this day.